This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is the J. Victoria Keelan is the V. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the D. And then there's a special letter, a C. Give me an A. Give me a B. Give me a C. Kara Schulman is at the controls in our studio in Washington doing a fine job. In a moment, I'm going to tell you who Trump gave the finger to after Jennifer brings us up to date on this is not earth-shaking stuff, Jennifer, I don't think, is it?
Thanks.
Well,
it's a twist to a story that we have been following, I think, on this program. Kevin Spacey has been the source of much chatter about
drama.
about some of his behavior. It's been called into question. And there's a man who has accused Kevin Spacey of sexual assault. He is currently facing criminal charges for that indecent. Well, this particular case, he's already facing a criminal charge of indecent assault over this incident that allegedly happened back in July of 2016, when the accuser, who at that time was an 18-year-old busboy at a bar in Massachusetts, said that he touched him and
bought him. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you say Massachusetts?
No, Massachusetts.
Thank you. Okay. What's that? Keep going.
Can you do me a favor and pshht? Kevin Spacey has pleaded not guilty to these charges, which include the accuser saying that he brought him multiple alcoholic beverages, asked him to consume those beverages, then forcibly touched and fondled him. And now that same man is filing a civil lawsuit against Kevin Spacey this week after some new developments have come to light. In this new suit, the guy accuses Spacey of explicit sexual behavior and infliction of mental distress. He wants a judgment in the amount to be determined by a jury, including costs, interest, and attorney fees. Now, what's kind of the twisty part here is that the civil suit includes information about the accuser. In fact, the accuser, his mother, and the attorney have all said that they cannot find the cell phone of the accuser, the cell phone that was used the night the alleged sexual assault happened. This is according to court documents. A judge in Nantucket who is hearing this case ordered the three of them to turn over the phone so that defense experts could actually examine it. Spacey's lawyers have said that evidence that could exonerate the actor Kevin Spacey was actually deleted from the phone before it was turned over to prosecutors. According to the defense lawyer, they are certain that evidence was deleted, that this evidence could clear the name of Kevin Spacey in this particular case, and the family is not playing here. So the cell phone seems to be at the core now of what is both going to be a new civil suit and also this criminal charge that Kevin Spacey is facing.
Mm-hmm. All right. What
it's all in the phones.
Yeah.
I think that it sounds like I've kind of been following this a little bit, and some of the redacted text messages that have gone through it. It looks like it's all piecemeal together. So it looks like the kid texted his girlfriend and said, "Oh, I've got an autograph." He literally said, "I've got an autograph and one heck of a story." That's essentially what he said. Like, why would you get an autograph of someone who's apparently groping you or allegedly like molesting you? It's like, come on. I think this kid's mother made a really big deal about this and has escalated this to the point where it's just going to be an embarrassment, because I don't really think that there is a lot of evidence. And if they're going the civil suit way, I think this is just sort of crying out for a settlement and to make it go away.
Yeah, there's according to, at least what the defense attorney is saying, there's pieces that have been deleted from this phone. There are text messages sent to the guy's girlfriend. There's also some videos that the defense attorney wants to get his hands on to, I guess, have proof that maybe the guy was into what was happening with Kevin Spacey. Maybe that's the video, or maybe they were having a friendly back and forth. Who knows?
Yeah.
But in any case, that's the missing piece for the defense team of Kevin Spacey.
It's like an episode of The Good Wife. It reminds me
kind of is,
something around that office there. There's some
from finger pointing going on between Mr. Trump and Mr. Pukin Putin. They're at the G20 summit in Japan, and Trump said to him, he pointed his finger at him and said, "Don't meddle in our election." And then he wagged his finger at him again and repeated, "Don't you meddle in our election, or else."
Well, I'm sure Putin's been told now, so
yeah,
he definitely
sure
won't.
He won't do it. Yeah,
he's been chastised, so
all right.
He'll
he
be
has
naive.
Been chastised. Behave yourself, or else we're gonna get you. Other people in the news: Paul Manafort has pled not guilty to fraud charges in New York. He's the former campaign manager, you know, for Mr. Trump. He was indicted by the DA there on 16 felony counts, including conspiracy, residential mortgage fraud, and falsifying business records. I'm sure he's the first person in history to have ever done that. He was sentenced to 7.5 years a couple months ago, remember, for tax fraud. Sounds like this guy's got quite a resume. The charges came from the investigation by Mr. Mueller. By the way, what do we know about Mueller? What more do we know? Earlier on, we had talked about Mueller actually speaking to a couple of committees in the House. Is that still on? Or I heard it was kind of wavering because he's not going to say anything, and he said he's not going to say anything.
Right. He's not. He said he wouldn't say anything, but they subpoenaed him, and then he said he would say something. So he's testifying before the Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee in the House on July 17th.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's his story. Do we care? Are we following Paul Manafort, or is this an old story? I don't really
it's
find
it's not an old story. It's
no, but you know what I mean. His story
put in his
is
plea.
Old.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Pamela is Anderson. Why he's in solitary confinement.
I don't think he is. You know. I don't think that happened.
Rikers. Right? Isn't he still in Rikers?
He's being held, I think, it's either Rikers or the Manhattan Detention Center, which I believe is also where El Chapo is. But I don't think that it ended up being, I don't think Manafort ended up in solitary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Pamela, good day. Some people do pronounce their name now. The New World Order of Pamela is Pamala. Pamala. Pamela Anderson, however, doesn't do that. She has gone scorched earth in her breakup with the French soccer player. You've been following this? Publicly
no.
Accusing him of cheating and inflicting physical and emotional torture on her, as well as branding him a monster and a sociopath.
She's a flake. She's such a flake. I don't know.
We were asking the question about how she and Julian Assange are getting along these days. Didn't she proclaim her love for him?
Mm-hmm. I think she was quoted as saying,
some kind of relationship with him. Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So here's the question. Those of you who have access to some kind of picture, take a look at this guy and tell me he doesn't look like a young Salvador Dali with his
soccer player?
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that she broke up with?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Look at his beard and his mustache. He looks to me like a younger Salvador Dali. Maybe you don't know what Salvador Dali is.
Well, I think
Dali
she famously has horrible taste in men, so.
Yeah, right.
Except for Kid Rock. That was pretty good.
Nah, he's no good.
We'll agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Joke.
Awful. Ivana Trump broken up with her boyfriend.
She's
an ex-husband.
Good job.
I love Victoria when you... Okay, you want to take it from here? That's basically... Her statement said they had split amicably and they remain friendly.
Apparently
but they are
were
no longer romantically
in New York City.
Involved. Right. Rosano Rubicondi, is that his name?
Something like that.
She's, this sounds terrible from an older man. Maybe I'm not going to say it.
Were you going to say she hasn't aged well?
Yeah.
Worse than that.
I haven't seen her lately. I don't know where she's been hiding, but I haven't seen anything from her.
Really?
She's followed around New York a lot. She kind of pops up here and there. But right. I think she also, like, I don't know, she lives in Stade or some place like that that no one, people hear
she's
of.
She's one of
no
my
one
people.
Visits.
She's from the Czech Republic, and her family still lives in gosh, the place where they had the very first shoe factory. What the heck name of it? It was a beautiful town.
I love that you
I went to the shoe factory.
Meghan Markle has a new ring. Do you see this, ladies?
This is weird. Like, it's weird that it got so much that it got so much coverage. Yeah. I think that this is a result of her being pregnant and her original band didn't fit her anymore. I don't know. I could be wrong, but the only thing that she changed is she added, like, she has got a different band that has little diamonds down the side of it. So I'm not really sure why it made so many global headlines, but it did.
Dog the Bounty Hunter says his wife, Beth, isn't dead. She's sleeping. For those of you who missed it, she died a couple of days ago throat cancer, having been a big smoker all of her life. Have you seen him when he takes his glasses off? Talk about somebody who hasn't aged well. Oof, man. Does he look rough? Rough. All right, is that enough gossip, or you got something else? I mean, I think I've gone through all of the gossip that I can find quickly, other than the story of this Marsha Jones. She was charged with manslaughter after a miscarriage.
Shot in the stomach.
Yeah.
Can someone please fill me in on this story? Because I've seen the headlines, but I haven't read it.
I've read some of the articles, so I'll try and wrap it up
as much as I can.
Thank you. So she's in Alabama, and she was 5 months pregnant, and she got into an argument with another woman. She was shot in the stomach, and now she's being sent to jail for manslaughter. Because basically what the cops say there is she's responsible for the death of the baby because she started the argument and she didn't do enough to leave the situation before she was shot in the stomach and the baby was killed.
Who pulled the trigger.
Yeah, apparently. I was like, well, why? So we're just not going to charge anyone for shooting anyone? So if someone is murdered because they're shot by someone else, but they didn't remove themselves from the situation early enough, it's their fault for getting shot?
How is this legal? I don't understand. Is this just an Alabama thing?
Well, apparently there are plenty of states that have, you know, laws that are supposed to protect an unborn baby, which, okay, I get. But when someone shoots you, I don't understand how the victim, because how is the mother not a victim in that situation as well?
Right.
It doesn't matter if you start the argument. Once someone pulls out a gun and they're the one who escalates it, they should be the one who gets in trouble. I was reading the statement from the cops, and they're justifying it and saying that, well, you know, it's her fault. I just don't understand how any officer of the law can say that.
So the woman who shot her has faced no charges?
No.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Insanity. We'll take a break from insanity. No, one more. As long as we've violated our time arrangement here anyway. Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, who is the ruler of Dubai, has written a very angry poem denouncing his wife. She betrayed him. She left him and went to some undisclosed place in Europe to get away from him with their two children. So I wonder what her lifespan is going to be like.
Exactly.
Yeah, he sounds like a fun guy. I wonder why she tried to get away from him.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. 20 after the hour.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm all shook up. Ooh. Yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't see.
Oh, man, it's time for that.
Who do you think of when you're
Elvis,
have such luck?
I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
A bunch of Elvis music being released to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the King's eventful 1969 focus on his Las Vegas debut, his return to the stage after an 8-year absence at the International Hotel, 57 sold-out shows with his band, a big orchestra, a couple of vocal groups, all shook up. August 9th, live, 1969, 11-disc set, 11 full shows from the run, is coming August 22nd and 25th of 1969, been completely unreleased till now. While nearly all of the other shows contain previously unreleased performances. Shows began a long relationship with Las Vegas that continued until he died in August of 77. They also marked the live debut of Suspicious Minds and In the Ghetto. And we got... This is one of the great, great episodes. The sweet inspirations in the background. Very little stuff Elvis ever released that I not like. I didn't like Hound Dog, never liked Hound Dog. But the stuff he did during the mid-career, I would say, stuff hard to get away from without liking it. The stories that he told, like In the Ghetto.
A poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
He wasn't known for his story songs, but when he sang them, they were very, very meaningful, very poignant. And then
I love If I Can Dream. I don't know what year he did that, but that's an amazing song.
It was later in his career. These are live performances now we're listening to. And that's the whole purpose of it. I'd like this. And then there's...
I love how Doug's always hinting for gifts. I love this as a gift.
As a gift. There's also Can't Help Falling in Love, his version of this song. Just Oh, my God. Here come the tears.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys.
Add it to the list, Kara.
It's a big one, huh?
It's a Puff the Magic Dragon.
But maybe even more serious.
Falling in love with you.
At least this one's not about smoking pot.
Right. Yeah. There's a 52-page booklet that comes with Live 69, including rare photos, memorabilia, an oral history. Sorry. Oral history in Live 69. Just kind of. Anyway, Vegas.
I didn't catch that one. Yeah, pretty good.
Some interviews with his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, Tom Jones, Fats Domino, and some of the band members. A limited edition hot pink and yellow vinyl version of the album will be sold exclusively through Shop Graceland. You can pre-order at shopelvis.com.
Okay, let's get to the real important story of this hour.
What, Weird Al?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, are we only going to give 5 seconds to Weird Al?
No, we'll take a little time from other things. Fans may be noticing a couple of hits missing from the Weird Al Strings Attached tour this summer. He's playing with a full orchestra as he travels around the country. He dropped a pair of well-known Michael Jackson parodies, Eat It, which came from Beat It, and Fat, which was a parody of Bad, from his set list in the wake of the HBO special Leaving Neverland. He said, quote, I don't know if it's going to be...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit, where he wagged his finger at Russia's President Vladimir Putin earlier today as the two sat beside each other for a photo opportunity. The president asked if he would be telling Putin not to meddle in American elections. Difficult to hear there, perhaps, but the president said twice, don't meddle in the election, please. Not long after his meeting with Putin, Trump was on Twitter this morning, weighing in on last night's Democratic debate in Miami, saying, quote, I'm in Japan representing our country well, but I heard it was not a good day for Sleepy Joe or Crazy Bernie, referring to Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. President Trump at the summit to meet with the Chinese president tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now 34 after the hour as we pursue life, liberty, the truth, justice, and the American way. All of this will come together as you listen to our program. This is the DJV Show. Doug Steffen presenting a wonderful day of conversation with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria's job is to bring us up today. I have a robot story that I want to, I don't know, I'm trying to decide whether I want to talk about hair in California or robots ruining your job. Well, I'll decide.
Why not both?
There we do. All right, what's going on with Meghan and the gang there, Victoria?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have announced
the new ring. There's a new ring.
Yes. Yeah, the new ring. Well, they've announced that they will embark on a tour to Southern Africa this fall, and they say that they are going to take baby Archie with them. So they're going to hit up some hot spots in South Africa, like Malawi and Angola, and then Prince Harry is also going to do a short working visit to Botswana. I believe Botswana is where they first took that trip together.
They took a weekend trip. Yes, they did.
Or they went camping or something, right? When they first started dating, I think it was Botswana. So obviously that has some sentimental value to the Duke and Duchess. And their official Instagram account announced that they will be embarking on this trip. They didn't say exactly which month they're going, but it will be in the fall. And they say that the Duke and Duchess are really looking forward to meeting so many of the people and continuing to raise awareness of the high-impact work that local communities are doing across the Commonwealth in southern Africa. And so Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor will be going along for his first overseas trip. And I'm sure there'll be lots of photos that they'll be sharing with all of them. And they said they're excited for their first official tour as a family.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Isn't that
very
nice?
Cute.
Very nice. All right, let's go back out to California, seat of sunshine and strangeness, all the strange things. Kamala Harris is happy to have you know that she was basically in charge of the second biggest of everything in America because she's just her. And that's, we can go on from there, but not, although I could see her getting involved in this from her seat as the Attorney General. Lawmakers in California passing a bill protecting black people from hair discrimination, making it the first state in the union to do so. Legislation came from Senator Holly Mitchell, who's black. It would outlaw policies that punish black employees and students for wearing their natural hair. I don't know that I've understood this. I understand what the problem is. I don't understand why there's a problem, but in some circumstances,
I don't understand why there's a problem in California. I don't know. Well, aren't we supposed to be so socially evolved here in California? It's unusual that you would need a protection like that, but obviously it must have stemmed from something.
Mm-hmm. But this happens all across the country. Remember, it must have been a couple months ago, the high school wrestler who was forced to cut his dreads off right before the match. Remember that story? And the referee or whatever insisted on it. This kind of stuff, it's blatantly racist. And it just, I was telling you guys off the air, one of my girlfriends who's black is a lawyer in D.C., and she's gotten so many comments from partners at the firm, all old white men, telling her to straighten her hair. She said that her hair, she chemically straightened her hair for a really long time, and it got to the point where it was breaking off, and she said, look, I'm not going to go bald trying to live up to a white person's standard of what hair is supposed to look like. And if you're a black woman and you don't want to get an artificial weave, Jen loves weaves, but if you don't want to get a weave, then you should be allowed to wear your hair naturally. And
how do you know I don't like weaves? Why did you say that about Jennifer?
Because Jen has a weave.
I have one.
How do you know I don't have one? How do
you
know
I don't have
a weave?
Yeah.
Really? How can you tell? I can't tell you have a weave.
Because you have barely any hair compared to Jen. You don't have enough hair to have a weave in there.
Wait a minute.
I'm not saying you're bald. I'm just saying that you have short hair.
Really?
Yes. Hmm.
Okay.
It's not an insult. It's just that Jen has long hair.
It's just factual.
Yes.
Not an insult. Yeah.
Next legal item here, the Supreme Court of the United States of America declined to weigh in on gerrymandering. How many people know what gerrymandering is? Please raise your hands. It is, in other words, a way to fiddle with districts so that you have political advantage. And so anyway, the gerrymandering, apparently, if they don't weigh in, is constitutional, according to them. The high court considered a couple of cases.
They want to stay out of it.
Well, what does that mean, though? They stay out of it means
the Supreme Court wants to not determine the districting that's supposed to be determined.
So by not deciding, they decide.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So back to what I said, they have given weight to it, given pause, given the okay, whatever it is. The vote was 5-4, with the five right-leaning justices making the decision. Challenges can be filed on a state. So where is this practically being applied? What states?
Gerrymandering, it's happening in a lot of places, and it happens in almost every state for different reasons.
Yeah, but where most notably is it going on
most notably
now?
As of late? Pennsylvania, probably.
Pennsylvania,
Yeah. So anyway, what does this do to affect the change? Is this only going to be effective if we have the Electoral College still?
It's funny you mention that, because I was thinking yesterday when I was reading a lot about this kind of stuff, A lot of, you know, different political analysts have weighed in saying that this is horrible news for Democrats. It's good news for Republicans. But it definitely, you eliminate all gerrymandering and all of that if you have a national popular vote, because every single person's vote counts. You don't need a district for that. Local elections, obviously, you have to have some districting, but on a national level for a presidential election, you wouldn't need it.
Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, wrote the opinion. He concluded that there was sufficient reason for concern about why the Commerce Department wanted to add the question. This is also...
Oh, that's the census question.
The gerrymandering would come out of the census question.
Yeah.
Where the people live, that's how they decide how they're going to divvy up the 400,000 per... Isn't that what it is, 400,000?
Which is... But to that extent, that's how the Constitution is written, that we're a representative republic. I think a lot of people think that we live in a democracy, and that's not necessarily the truth. We are a democratic republic, and that's the way the Constitution is written, is representation is formed in congressional districts.
Don't like it.
Okay,
that's wrong.
Well,
we have a constitutional convention. All right, next up. We've had this discussion before.
No, I don't like it. And Jen's like, well, it is a fact. It's reality.
Right. Let's protest. Robots could take your job. Not mine. Can you imagine a robot that sat here and discussed the issues of the day? I don't think so. But there are 20 million manufacturing jobs in jeopardy between now and 2030, according to some people studying this at the Oxford University. The next 11 years, there could be 14 million robots that are working. But interesting, because this is a universal problem, and they figure that most of the robots will be working in China, which is, I guess, an interesting trend when you think about it. Number of robots in use worldwide increased threefold over the past two decades. There are over 2 million robots performing jobs previously done by humans. An automotive industry is big on using robots these days. They have no benefit package, right? Productivity is the same because it's a machine.
You don't have to buy them donuts every once in a while?
No. You don't have to even be nice to
them. No sensitivity training?
No, none of that stuff. Come to think of it, this would be good for radio. Look into this. Tens of millions of jobs will be lost, according to the study. Approximately every third robot in industry is now installed in China, and that's not going to change. But we do have about 1.5 million jobs that might have been lost. Well, I remember there was a prediction that we'd lose. I don't think it's been that many. Anybody know anybody who's lost a job to a robot?
No. A couple of people I suspected might be a robot, but nobody that I know for sure.
Yeah, somebody you work with. All right, enough of that small talk. 44 past the hour. Cocaine up next.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed. It's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person. You. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
5:47 at the hour here on the DJV program. The United Nations says there is a massive surge in cocaine production going on, flooding markets all around the world. Now, the number here surprises me because I be the first to admit I don't know nothing about nothing when it comes to cocaine and drugs and stuff. So when I saw that there were 2,000 tons of it produced last year, I thought, that doesn't seem like very much. What does it take? How much cocaine does it take to get high when you snort it or whatever it is that you do? They snort it, right?
Based on movies, which is the only place I've ever seen cocaine, right. It looks like, I don't know, a couple of lines. I can tell you this
how
much.
How much that weigh?
I have no idea. I have no
idea. I don't think it would weigh much.
Yeah. I can tell you this much, though. In New York City, cocaine is back in a big way. And I don't want to say everyone, but it's a lot of the financial dude bros. It's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they're making a lot of money now. The stock market's good. And they're like 22, 23 years old. And the dude bros are out.
But it ruins your life. You got to be crazy.
Well,
to use this
I guess stuff. When you're 23, you don't think about that. But I'm just saying it's like the 80s again in terms of like I'm not surprised by this story at all. And I would guess every major city is probably experiencing the same thing.
Colombia is producing 70% of the cocaine back to being a big problem. There's a big boom in the cocaine business down there. What is there about Colombia that makes it easy to grow? Cocaine, by the way, is a weed. It's just like
it's
all
a lot
the
of
other
corruption weed. In Colombia. Obviously,
I thought they straightened all that out. No?
I think it's a lot better.
Conditions. I think it is better, but you need growing conditions and you need to know how to do it and do it underneath the radar of the government, probably.
Really? But the big seizure of cocaine in Philadelphia and Baltimore, right?
That's what I'm saying. All the major cities, it's for whatever reason, I don't understand the appeal, but I've been sort of seeing that trend happening over the last couple of years.
Is it expensive? How much does it cost to buy something?
How do you buy
the gram? How do you buy it?
You're asking the wrong people. I have no idea.
Me either. All right, NASA. Is
you want to give out the
drone.
Phone number?
Someone want to call up and tell us? Like,
888-302-3.
How much do you pay for your cocaine?
Right. NASA's going to send a drone to explore Saturn's largest moon, Dragonfly, it's called. The mission will be to fly over Titan, exploring the moon, this big moon outside of Saturn. That's an interesting trip, huh? I'd like to take that trip 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do
all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV program. I always love to dig into food news, which we will do here in a matter of more. As a matter of fact, let's dig in right now. I want to talk about grapefruit. Are you for that, Victoria? Let's talk about
grapefruit. Sure.
Citrus fruit. This is the oldest citrus fruit in the world. Grapefruit. All citrus fruits came from the old world, except grapefruit. It came about in the Caribbean. Isn't that interesting? What you don't think about, you don't really think about citrus in the Caribbean. You think about bananas, right? And other stuff, coffee growing in the Caribbean, but you don't think about grapefruit.
Right.
The grapefruit we know today was developed in the West Indies, first introduced in Florida. Most grapefruit is now grown either in the Caribbean or in Florida, because that's a big citrus, a lot of oranges and grapefruit. Since the early part of the 20th century, strains of white grapefruit have appeared. I guess we're so used to pink grapefruit, we think anything else is weird, but does the white grapefruit taste like the pink grapefruit?
I always find white grapefruit it's more bitter.
Is it? Yeah, I guess maybe. Yeah,
right, the ruby red grapefruit's a little sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah, right, yep. Lots of potassium in grapefruit, very good for you. And they're actually quite attractive trees. You can't grow them in the Northeast, though. They need to have nourishment year-round. World production of grapefruit, 6 million tons a year. And we here in the U.S. produce about 60% of it. Most of the rest of it comes from the Caribbean, interestingly enough. Not grown in Africa, not grown in any other warm spot. Yeah, what'd you start saying?
Yeah, I think the weirdest thing about grapefruit is how many warnings there are for certain medications that you can't have grapefruit or grapefruit juice if you're on certain medications.
I think it has to do with the acidity of it. It's very
acidic. Why not oranges or lemons or limes?
I don't know.
Always just there's something in grapefruit.
Yeah.
Jack could probably tell us, maybe even Dr. Ken. But that's always kind of strange to me when I see different contraindictions or whatever they call it, and you can't have any grapefruit with certain medication.
All right, I'm going to leave it to you. I made a note to ask Jack.
Yeah, and let me know what the answer is, because I've always been
curious.
Well,
you can ask him yourself when he's here next week. You can ask him. He'll be here when he's here. Meanwhile, we talk about food and how much we enjoy eating really good food. Bacon. Baked beans, all those things. I don't know why I'm thinking about baked beans and bacon.
Bacon?
They, yeah, go together. Well, but those things put weight on, and there are lots of other things that put weight on as well. Drinking too much Dr. Pepper will make, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can eat and drink that'll put weight on, and then you wonder, how do I get it off? Well, the safest way to do that is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is the healthiest way in our country to lose weight. There is absolutely nothing artificial about it. The weight loss comes after you stay on track for 4, 5, 6 months. You can lose an appreciable amount of weight, 10, 12, 14 pounds. That's what I've done every year in the spring. I put on weight from the wintertime, and then I start losing it. It's a very healthy choice, and that's why I like it. That's why I recommend it. Collagen is the number one ingredient, and that's something your body needs because it's 30% of the protein in your body is collagen, and collagen is the main ingredient of Calitrin. Help you lose the weight, better for your joints when you have less weight to carry around. It's just better all the way around. No adverse effects whatsoever. You want to be successful losing weight? Go to toploss.com and get the special deal. Check the box for DJV. Get free shipping, $10 off on every bottle. Stay with the program for 4 to 6 months. You'll lose the weight, and you'll get your body to keep it off because you're restarting the use of collagen, which helps you naturally keep the weight off. Toploss.com, the website for the order. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off the natural way. Make sure for the best deal to check the box for DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal, 800-208-1797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.